Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
My next guest is Chris Howes, and he is the chairman for the Eastern Region for the Inland Waterways Association, and he joins me now to talk about the work that they do, as well as some upcoming events they're running, notably the Water Festival, or the Festival of Water in St Neots, which is taking place on the 25th through to the 27th of this month. So, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You've come in on your motorbike and you were just saying that you've avoided all the road, or getting stuck in the roadworks by just scooting around everyone.
That's right.
Always very handy, isn't it, when you're on a bike?
It also helps with being able to park in Cambridge considerably.
Absolutely. And we all know how annoying and expensive that can be as well.
Yes.
Yes. So let's start with you then. What is IWA and what is your role within it?
The IWA, the Inland Waterways Association, was formed after the Second World War to stop the canals being filled in. Yeah, and it works to... It's a charity with 12,000 members that works to preserve the canals and rivers of the country, and also it represents the interests of the people that use them. So we're a sort of trade union for canals and rivers.
Right, okay. And what's your role? I mean, we were just talking off mic for a moment there, and you were saying that although you've only been part of the IWA yourself for a few years and the chairman for a year or so, you've been involved with boats all your life.
Yes, I'm the regional chairman, not the chairman of the whole organisation, because it's a national charity. But yes, I've been messing about in boats all my life, ever since my parents bought me a little inflatable dinghy and then an inflatable canoe, and then I had a real canoe, and then I had a rowing boat. And to me, the finest thing you can do is be, Ratty said in Wind of the Willows, messing about on water.
Oh, so it's all your life you've just been really fascinated by water.
But only recently have I graduated to a nice canal boat that you can live on board.
Lovely. And do you actually live full time on it, or do you...
No, my wife and I, we go away for 6 months during the year. We like to go away when the leaves are first coming onto the trees, and I don't want to go home again until the autumn when they all fall off. But my wife is keen to see the children, and occasionally, we've got a grandchild now, they like to see us occasionally.
And do they like the boat as well?
They do, yes.
Oh, nice. I mean, canal boat holidays are becoming increasingly more popular, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of it. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do, hugely relaxing. They've been popularised by a number of television programmes, which has let the secret out.
Yes, Prunella Scales and Timothy West, I think, one example of that as well. And you were also saying that, we were talking about motorbikes, and there's a sort of a culture of motorcyclists sort of helping each other out and giving each other a nod and etc. But you say it's the same thing with boats and things.
Oh yes, that culture, or a similar culture, exists amongst the boating community. In fact, I've heard the Canal and River Network described as the longest village in the country, because you will run into people you meet that you met miles away a couple of years ago that you were locking is, oh, hello, I remember you. But equally, well, if you've got a problem, the people on the next boat will always help.
Yeah, which is lovely, isn't it? It's a nice thing to do. It's probably it's probably very unlike land homes where no one knows their neighbour. But actually, when you're on the boat, you kind of, like you say, you just sort of see people from time to time.
Well, we're lucky enough to live in a community that is still a community, and you know, you look out for your neighbours. But that certainly applies to boating as well. Yeah. Yes.
So, what's your role then as the Eastern Region Chairman? What do you do there?
Well, I coordinate the activities of the five branches within the Eastern Region, and take their concerns and interests to the Board of Trustees of the Inland Waterways, who in turn ask me to take stuff to the branches. And amongst that, each year we organise a river festival, or a festival of water, it's often on the canals. This year, it's the East of England's turn. So they said to me, can you find a nice riverside location with a field and so on, somewhere interesting for us all to gather? We're meeting in St Neots.
Which is beautiful there, isn't it? It's really nice. So tell me about then the Festival of Water. What is it? What does it do? What can we find there? If we go along, what are we going to find?
Well, we've got 100 boats coming from all over the country. And there'll be, some of them will be traditional painted canal boats, all decorated. But on top of that, you can take boat trips upon the on Bedford's John Bunyan boat. Have a go canoeing, paddle boarding, water zorbing.
Explain what that is. This sounds amazing. I've heard of zorbing before, but water zorbing is sort of the same thing but on water.
Well, I must admit, I didn't know when I first read about it, but you get in this big inflatable ball and sort of
flail around on the water.
On the water. I'm absolutely dying to have a go. It's one of the things I'm most looking forward to.
So it sounds like there's going to be something for every age range.
Oh, yeah. There's one of the things that's particularly nice is there's learn to drive a digger, but for children.
Right.
And I remember I took my first time I introduced my kids to driving a digger, they thought it was something that only grown-ups were allowed to do, and they thought that was hugely entertaining. And then on top of that, there's a programme of music and dance, there'll be classic cars, there'll be lots of eating and drinking opportunities. On the Sunday night, there'll be an illuminated boat procession, which will be quite spectacular, and that will be followed by a firework display from the world-famous Kimbolton Fireworks, who are a local world-renowned organisation.
Yeah. Wow, I mean, it just sounds amazing. It sounds like a real treat for, I don't know, every sense, really, to be honest.
Do you know what one of the best things about it is?
Go, go.
It's absolutely free.
Amazing. Do you know what? It absolutely astounds me. I've been learning so much, when I'm looking at sort of the various things that are going on in and around our sort of area. And there are so many free events going on. It just is absolutely incredible. And this just sounds amazing.
Well, I think we're spoilt for choice.
Yeah.
You look and you think, what am I going to do this weekend? I wanted to do the garden. But no, there's so many things happening in my town, in the next town, and across the region. Yes, we're very lucky.
Yeah,
and we've had the weather to support it as well, haven't we?
I know, absolutely, and hopefully we are forecast better weather than it's looking today.
I've been assured that by the 25th and 27th, the good weather will have returned.
Excellent. So, do people need to have previous experience to do any of these things? You know, do they have to be well versed in sort of water and boating or whatever?
No. What we're doing is introducing the world of boating to people that aren't familiar with boating. So it's we're hoping that people from St Neots and a good sort of hinterland round it are going to come out and come along and find out what us strange boaters get up to and hopefully catch the bug.
Absolutely. It sounds brilliant. So what time does it start then? So it starts on Saturday the 25th?
Yes, we're open to the public on Saturday the 25th from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. On Sunday from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and Monday we finish a little bit early. We still open at 10 o'clock, but we finish at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to give some of us a chance to get home again.
I was going to say, and what's that going to be like? You know, if you... presumably there's going to be lots and lots of boats there. Is it going to be like exiting a concert where it just takes hours and hours and hours to actually, negotiate your way around the various other people?
It won't be quite that bad, but because we all will be leaving by the river, the queues at the locks for the next few days might be considerable.
Are you going to sort of head straight off, or are you going to stick around and, maybe sort of, hold back from that chaos for a moment?
Well, I've been over on the River Grey 2s for over a month now, because I came over to go to the Bedford River Festival, and I've been going up. There are some beautiful tributaries. In fact, the only tributary I haven't been up so far is the Cam, and come to Cambridge. So I will be quite pleased to
explore.
I'll be one of the ones that are leaving fairly promptly.
Right. Okay. Well, it all sounds absolutely amazing. So just remind us, it's the 25th to the 27th. Where can people get more information if they want to go along and find out what's going on?
Well, on the IWA website, just Google IWA and then look at events, and it will take you to that.
It'll come up. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it. It's free, everyone. And if you want to entertain the children, then get yourself along to St Neots on the 25th.
And entertain yourself. And I hope to welcome as many people as possible to our festival.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Chris.
Thanks, Louise.
It's time for the travel then.